It's time for another edition of the Rural Intelligence Report on Robinhood Radio with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, what's coming up in our area, not only with a great calendar, but also detailed writing by all the different people that go out and cover our area for Rural Intelligence. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Lovely. Thank you very much for that lovely introduction, Marshall. We really are trying to get to really explore all the things going on in the area and really enjoy them all. And there's a lot to talk about this week in the calendar because there are a lot of nature events and ways we can take advantage of what living in this area is all about.
Well, we will start off. Understanding Urban Trees, a workshop going on February 7th in Pittsfield.
Yeah, well, there are about three or four events this week which really allow us to look at what's going on in our environment, examine it, and actually take advantage of it. And on Thursday evening at 5:30 in the evening at Hotel on North in Pittsfield, the Department of Conservation and Recreation Urban Foresters. I didn't know there was a department like that. But anyway, the Urban Foresters are there for a free workshop on urban trees and public health. And they're just talking about how trees are going to be critical, not just for the environment, but for our mental and physical health as well. And there are more and more studies showing that these urban forests are very important for the environment, but very important for us as people as well. And on top of that, there's a lot of practical things you can do. So the Department of Conservation actually can find out ways where you can have free trees planted onto your property, how you can care for trees that are already on your property. And the urban foresters who are leading this workshop actually say that they're going to make it really fun and will go out of their way to answer a lot of questions on that. So that's the first sort of event which we'll be talking about our environment. So that's Thursday, February the 7th, up there at Hotel on North in Pittsfield. Starts at 5:30.
The White Hart Inn in Salisbury once again has another author coming in, Jack Kelly, on February 7th.
Jack Kelly's written this really fascinating book, and of course it's quite important for our area or to talk about what's going on in our area. It's called The Edge of Anarchy, The Railroad Barons, The Gilded Age, and The Greatest Labor Uprising in America. And it really tells this sort of dramatic story of 1894, where industry, labor, and government sort of clashed, and it really impacted the whole nation. And it was actually a big turning point for America, arguably, as well. And he has written this book. It's been really well received. He's going to be talking at 6 o'clock at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury on Thursday, February the 7th.
We've got a double header coming up, a couple of different movie theaters doing things on the 7th as well.
Yep, Thursday's a busy night, and there are two wonderful films that are on Thursday. One's down in Millerton at the Movie House, and that is going to be a one-off event. It's called Joni 75, a birthday celebration, and it sounds like an incredible evening. Firstly, you get to see a film about an incredible array of singers and musicians who all came together to honor Joni Mitchell on her 75th birthday, which was at the back end of, I think, November 2018, last year. So obviously they had this massive celebration. It was a hand-selected group. They paid tribute to her. They performed songs from all stages of her life. They even went through, she's apparently had 19 albums over the years, and they went through the entire catalog and had had almost examples from each album. And it was all, it took place over two nights last year. And they filmed this. They filmed a whole series of behind-the-scenes interviews with the artists. And this film is only going to be shown in movie theaters for one night only. It's, you know, so you become, you take part in this thing, and everyone's going to be around for that one night only. And the movie house is going to do it in Millerton. Apparently, there's an amazing sort of closing sequence where Joni Mitchell comes on to the camera and I guess blows out the candles on a cake, and they're all singing Big Yellow Taxi, and it sounds like an amazing event. Anyway, it's one night only. It starts at 7 o'clock at the movie house in Millerton on Thursday the 7th. Now, at the same time, well, it starts at 6:30, at the Triplex in Great Barrington, there's also a very interesting movie, slightly different, but very relevant for our area. It's called A Dinner and a Movie, and the movie is called One Big Home. And they're going to have a free community dinner. They're going to be serving pizza and wine, so you can go in having had a little bit of pizza and wine and enjoy the film. It's a documentary. And then afterwards, by the way, there's a chance to sit down and have a discussion with the film's director, Tom Benner, and also one of the interviewees who's in the film. So what's the film? It's set in Martha's Vineyard, and it really chronicles how the filmmaker, Tom Benner, who was a carpenter, started to build houses on Martha's Vineyard, which were getting larger and larger, and really impacted on the price of housing in the area, preservation of open space in Martha's Vineyard, how it impacted the environment, all sorts of other aspects, which really brought out the issues of having second homes in Martha's Vineyard. So he's made this film about all of these aspects and several more of the building impact on Martha's Vineyard, and is bringing it to the Berkshires. Now, why is that relevant? Well, I think there are a whole series of crucial issues that really impact the Berkshires as well, you know, with their building program, with the second homeowners, with the impact of affordability, all those type of things. And they're bringing it to the Berkshires for that, but it also impacts what's going on in the Hudson Valley and also what's happening in Northwest Connecticut as well. So really significant film, a really interesting one, and a chance to meet the filmmaker as well. So that's Dinner and a Movie at the Triplex Cinema on Thursday evening. It starts at 6:30.
Okay, let's go on to Roxbury, Connecticut, Land and Culture, a look at the history of land use on February 7th.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about land use and we've been talking about trees. This is also actually really relevant at the Minor Memorial Library in Roxbury on Thursday the 7th. They're having a talk, and it's going to be one of a series, actually, which will explore the many ways people and their cultures have impacted or interacted with the local landscape. And this one is given by Professor Robert Thorson, from the University of Connecticut, and he's going to be really talking about how the geological history of Northwest Connecticut and how the landforms have influenced human activity throughout history in this area as well. So that's again on Thursday in Roxbury, obviously at the Minor Memorial Library at 7 o'clock in the evening.
All right, let's move on from Roxbury, Connecticut, where we don't visit very often, but go to Pittsfield once again.
Yeah, well, this is interesting. So starting Friday, February the 8th, and then running through February the 25th, there's this little cinema at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, and every year they have this event, well, for the last 5 or 10 years at least, they've had, actually, no, I'm now reading some notes. It's the 14th consecutive year they've had this event where they show all the short films that are Oscar nominated. And we often see some of the, you know, the normal film, the long form films that are nominated for Oscars every year. but we don't all see these short films. And there are a whole series of different categories: animation, live action, and documentary. Every year for the last 14 years, the Little Cinema at Berkshire Museum has shown these over a series of weeks. And you can go along, it's really inexpensive, and see which films you enjoy. And actually, then you're really in a good position for when it comes to Oscar night to know what you're actually what the people have voted for and the films that are having. So these have turned out to be a real hit with audiences, and people really enjoyed it. So anyway, you have to check the times when it's all on, but it's Friday. It starts Friday, February the 8th, and then it runs through almost the end of the month, February the 25th.
All right. Well, how about a Valentine's dinner at a beautiful place, and that is Sunset Meadow Vineyards.
Yeah, this one we've mentioned this in the past, and I thought I'd get in early this year because the Sunset Meadow Vineyards have a Valentine's dinner every year. It's been an incredible success. There's only limited seating, and it sells out every year. So if you're going to go, you need to make a reservation sooner rather than later. The whole idea is really to enjoy a quiet, intimate evening with your Valentine date, as it were. And they have the dinner in the tasting rooms where they have live music. It's a big four-course dinner. A really beautifully prepared one. But beforehand, you have a chance to do all sorts of wine tastings as well. So it's really lovely. But the thing that makes it so successful is not just the great food and the environment, whatever it is, but the price is $150 for both of you, and that includes tax and gratuity. So it's a great value way, and people really have been taking advantage of that. And so if you're thinking of you need to do something with your Valentine, as it were, on as it were coming up to Valentine's Day, you might go a bit early, and it's on Friday, February the 8th, and Saturday, February the 9th, there in Goshen. It's both at 6:30 in the evenings, but you do have to go online and make a reservation sooner rather than later, because it's such a well sold out event.
And author Brendan Matthews is at the bookstore in Lenox on the 8th.
Yeah, I think it was last year. It might have been 2017. We talked about Brendan Matthews, who's a local lad, as it were, a local resident, because he published his first novel. We talked about it. It was called The World of Tomorrow. It was a lovely novel, really successful. It was featured on the radio. It was featured on a number of readings and whatever, and really well successful. And he's published a second book. It's a book of short stories, and it's being launched on Friday, February the 8th, in Lenox at the bookstore. So go along Friday evening, 6:30, to the bookstore, and you'll be able to hear him read some excerpts and talk about the what's inspired him, etc. And it'll be a really great fun and support a local author. So that's Brendan Matthews at the bookstore, 6:30 on Friday, February the 8th.
Okay, we'll move on from that, and we will head on to Millbrook, New York. Dressed in our black and whites.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's so funny you should say that, because in fact there are two events this week which focus on the Antarctic, and I had to include them, of course, because of course we've had our blast of Arctic air one way and another, and as you say, we may be dressing in black and whites. Because the Carey Institute in Millbrook is having a program called Studying Penguins in the Antarctic. And Heather Lynch is an associate professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolution at Stony Brook University. But what she's been doing and why she's coming to the Carey Institute is her lab uses satellite imagery, drones, and other sort of cutting edge technologies, along with a lot of the traditional field work that you would expect to study the distribution and abundance of penguins and other wildlife as well in the Antarctic. And she's going to be talking about how she does that. She also is going to be talking about the impacts of what's happening in terms of the global warming or global climate change, as it were, on what the wildlife and on the ecology there. And it really is that she is trying to work, obviously, to guide policymakers on what they can do to protect the environment there and the wilderness there. But I suspect that it's a really uphill battle. Anyway, it's at the Carey Institute on Friday, February the 8th, starting at 7 o'clock in the evening. And in a few minutes time, we'll actually talk about the other event in the Antarctic as well, given that our weather conditions probably very appropriate.
All right. Moving on to Stockbridge, Massachusetts on the 9th, perennial seed starting.
Yeah, well, Berkshire Botanical Garden doesn't close down in the middle of the winter when the ground is frozen solid. The people are doing all their planning. And this, we've talked about this talk in the past because Dottie Lou Kratt is a local expert on native plants and what the best selection is in our region, what grows best in your garden, which works also very well with the environment. And Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, she's going to be talking about the native perennial seeds, how to start them, what ones to plant in your particular region. It's a really useful course. We talked about it in the past and really successful. So check that out and do a bit of planning for the summer one way or another on Saturday, February the 9th at 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, I guess we can go back and get cold again in Rhinebeck.
Yeah. So Melissa Coggeshall has traveled to the Antarctic 3 times. And she is going to be at the Clinton Community Library at 11:30 on Saturday morning to talk about her experiences. She presents a slideshow, and she also shows off the gear that's necessary for human survival in the area, which I suspect that probably has been getting a lot of good use in the last week or so. Anyway, she has a large collection of rocks and fossils, which she gathered when she was in the Antarctic. So a really interesting talking about the environment as well. So that's at Clinton Community Library, 11:30 on Saturday morning as well.
All right. We move on from the Antarctic. Well, not really, because we still live around here. I will go over to the What to Eat When talk by a doctor in Rhinebeck.
Yes, Oblong Box and Music are bringing in Dr. Krupan, about what to eat when. He is the medical director of the Dr. Oz Show. Dr. Oz Show. So he has, you may well have seen him on the TV, and he's going to be talking about his latest book, which also talks about food choices, but also when you eat them as well, and how that you can affect your health, your energy, your attitude, and the way you age as well. So all good stuff. And he says it's really about developing a strategic plan to improve your health and life through food. So that's at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Claverick, New York, the next place we're going to go. 200 years of Ghentness.
Yeah. Well, people from Ghent are going to go down to Claverack Library on Saturday the 9th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because the town of Ghent has a historian, Greg Berninger, who is going to be presenting presentation, I guess you'd call it. He says it's going to be a thought-provoking talk and visual presentation all about Ghent's 200 years. And I think they're celebrating their 200th year anniversary this year. So he talks about how the whole town was developed, you know, why roads were in their particular locations, how the railroads impacted the town, how the port, you know, talking about all sorts of the impact of cows on the environment, how the poorhouse was located in Ghent, all things like that. So it's a really fascinating little local history there. And it will be at the Claverack Library at 4 o'clock on Saturday the 9th.
We will move on from Claverack, New York, and move on to, Norfolk.
Yeah, we're all over the place, 4 o'clock. There is so much to do on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just overwhelming. So Norfolk Library has this talk from a naturalist who leads field trips and tree tours. And it seemed to fit into what we were talking about, our local environment. So Melanie Chukas Bradley is going to be at the Norfolk Library, the beautiful Norfolk Library, at 4 o'clock. And she has published the book called The Joy of Forest Bathing. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, that sounds really a bit strange. But anyway, it turns out to be not to be at all. She does a whole lot of field trips and tree tours for the Audubon Naturalist Society and for the United States Botanical Gardens and the Smithsonian Associates and many other organizations. And last year she published this book, which is already in its third printing because it's been so popular. It's called The Joy of Forest Bathing: Reconnect with Wild Places and Rejuvenate Your Life. And apparently this term forest bathing, or it really comes from Japan, where in Japan it's called Shinrin-yoku, something like that. And the idea is that it's very therapeutic and meditative to reconnect with nature by going to forests and spending time in forests. So she has written this book, and she's going to be talking about it and about what she does in terms of leading groups into the forest and how you can reduce your stress levels and anxiety levels and your overall health generally by taking walks in the forest. So that's at Norfolk Library at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 9th as well.
Housatonic, Massachusetts, our next destination.
Yep. Well, it's 4 o'clock on Saturday the 9th, and there's another event to go to. It is just amazing. But this one is up in Housatonic. The Unitarian Universalist Meeting House has a little organ master's presentation, and they are going to be playing Bach and Buxtehude. It's the Berkshire Bach Society. And Peter Sykes is going to be performing the works of Bach and other composers of organ music. After the concert, there's a reception as well. So if you enjoy relaxing and allowing organ music to wash over you, really, and it does do that, it sort of envelops you often, try out to get down to Housatonic, to the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House at 4 o'clock on Saturday the 9th.
We have a wine and chocolate tasting also.
Yeah, you know, there are so many people getting ready for Valentine's Day. It reminds me, I better make reservations for dinner as well. But Verdigris Tea have this lovely idea where they get together with the Hudson Chatham Winery. And they put up these wine and chocolate tasting events. Starts at 5 o'clock there on Saturday afternoon. And they've put together, so you can sample a whole series of gifts that you can give your Valentine, which include Saratoga chocolate bark, Bella's butter crunch. And you go and you taste them, and you can actually enjoy them with dessert wines from the Hudson Chatham Winery. So it starts at 5 o'clock, but it runs till 7 o'clock, and you can just pop in when you're in Hudson and enjoy them. There are other events going on in Hudson, I'm sure, on Saturday night. We might even talk about them, which you can go to after you've been to that as well.
Well, after some wine and chocolate, why not have some jazz? Let's go to Red Hook, New York.
Yeah, this is actually one of a series of three events. It starts off on Saturday night at Bard College, 7 o'clock. They've got Kenyon Harold, who was named the future of the trumpet by Wynton Marsalis, no less, is going to be at Bard. He's going to be talking as well as playing. He's going to be talking about how hip-hop actually comes into and is part of the history of jazz. He is an amazing jazz trumpet player, and he's going to be doing a whole series of original compositions as well as classic songs, which include how the hip-hop has evolved in the evolution of all this music. It's the first of three events which are really celebrating the trumpet. So it's at Bard College, 7:30 on Saturday night, the 9th.
We will move on once again and head out to the amazing Boondocks Film Society family.
Yeah, well, this is really local at Sharon Playhouse at the Bock Gallery. The Boondocks Film Society, as you know, is great fun. They have developed this idea of having pop-up classic films, and it's not just actually going along and seeing the film. There's an opportunity to have food beforehand and a drink. They have special cocktails. They have great music as well. You all get a commemorative poster, but we'll come back to that in a second. So on Saturday the 9th at the Bock Gallery in Sharon, they are showing Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is a hilariously funny film, great film, and is a real classic. And it starts off with food for an hour beforehand as well. So there'll be the happy hour with craft cocktails. There's a set of music from what they're calling disaster rock outfit Burt Murder, which sounds hilariously funny and totally appropriate for the film as well. There's a whole lot of film-inspired food prepared by James Nunzik of J.P. Gifford. Some people might know him. You get that commemorative poster, which is designed by a local artist as well. And then you get to see Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is really a hilarious film. So that all starts at 7 o'clock. Now, you will have to make a reservation in advance because this is going to be really popular. These events are really, they're organizing a lot of them, but they're really fun. So do go on to the Boondocks Film Society website via Rural Intelligence and make your reservations for Saturday, February the 9th at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Well, let's go and find out about life along the Hudson.
Yeah, let's move on to Sunday. On Sunday, February the 10th, I had to mention this because we've written a story in Rural Intelligence and you can follow up and look at it. But the Elmendorf Inn is hosting the author Peter Esterson and he's going to be talking about his book, which is called Life Along the Hudson. It was published last year. It's really interesting local history. It's basically he's taken pictures of about 36 historic country estates that were built by the Livingston family all along the Hudson River, both in Dutchess and Columbia County, maybe even on the other side of the river as well. And essentially, the Livingston family were an incredibly influential family who settled into the area in the late 17th century and built some of the most spectacular houses. Many of them have been preserved in beautiful condition, and some of them have been restored by, you know, descendants of the original owners. Many have been acquired and restored by people from New York City and other out of town. But he has taken the most stunning pictures, put them together in this wonderful book, which he'll be talking about at 3 o'clock at the Elmendorf Inn in Red Hook on Sunday, February the 10th.
Okay, we'll move on from Red Hook and head back to good old Sharon, Connecticut for some olive oils.
Yeah, I spotted this, and of course I'm really interested in, you know, improving my olive oil tastings, because there is now this plethora of olive oils which are coming onto the market, which all are coming from these small presses, or not just in California, but from all around the world. And Stephen Jenkins is going to be at Sharon Town Hall at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He is well known. Some people might know him because he's written this book called Cheese Primer. And he's received all sorts of national and international food awards, one way and another. So he knows what he's talking about. He is going to be talking about his other career, which was at Olive Oil Jones, which I've not heard of. But he is an expert on olive oils. And the other interesting thing is he's going to bring in a whole series of tastings of these early harvest oils. So it's getting more and more like wine one way or another. He's really well known. The New York Times sort of just titled him the enfant terrible of the fancy food business. But it should be absolutely fascinating. It's at 4 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall on Sunday, February the 10th.
We wrap things up in Copec, New York.
There have been a series of concerts at the Church of St. John's in the Wilderness in Copec, which have really turning out to be a lovely and successful. And on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, there's another of these Winds in the Wilderness concerts. And this one is with Sharon Powers, Judith Dansker, Ronald Gorovic, John Myers, and Pete Togio. And they will be performing music by Satie, Handel, Honegger, Myers, Beza. So it ranges from classic music to jazz and everywhere in between as well. That's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in Copec at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness. So go and relax and enjoy the great music.
And that'll wrap up this week. Mark, we'll check in with you again 1 week from now.
Lovely. I look forward to speaking to you then.